Blog Talk Radio.
Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Congratulations, Be More Ravens. Crowned the Super Bowl champions of 2013, Super Bowl 47. So the defeat was, what, 34-31? Honestly, I did not watch the Super Bowl because my CBS channel does not come through the way it should. And you all know my internet is off. And but my mom and I had a fun time anyway. But I'm looking forward to seeing the Beyonce performance most definitely. But congrats to both teams, the team I was rooting for, plus of course the winners, the champions, the Baltimore Ravens, and Ray Lewis ending his successful NFL career on a good note. So congrats, really. You know, and hopefully my Saints or my Cowboys will be at the big party, big dance next year. But that's next year. Unbelievable. NFL season is over. Wow. But, you know, hey, there's so much other sports that we can just have a blast. And those of you who love the NFL like I do, it really seems like the season never ends. It's a year-round thing because there's always some news popping, you know, within the NFL and all sports to be exact. But, you know, the season might end, but it's always ongoing. Those of us that love staying in the know of what's going on and off the field, right? Right, from the players to the executives and from rookies to veterans and retirees. We like to stay involved and stay in the know of what's going on. But congratulations to the B-More Ravens and those of you, wow, I know people who have money on both teams. So those of you who got to pay up. And those of you that are a little richer than you were yesterday morning, huh? Okay. Well, I'm glad I didn't put any money on it. Wow. I like to pick my teams, but I'm not a betting lady. This Motivating Monday, shout out to my Facebook friends that I've been having fun chatting with this morning and all that good stuff. And have you really checked out the new local blog, talkradio.com, please do. Some of you all just listening to the show and maybe hadn't, like, really checked out the new look of the overall blogtalkradio.com website, please do. It is awesome. And, again, I must stress, if you have not created your listener profile account, please do. You can interact with us in the chat rooms and messages and just all that good stuff, you know. Just really network with fellow listeners and other your other hosts, other shows that you love and adore also. It's really good thing. And some of you might decide to create your own show and start broadcasting, talking about a lot of things that are of importance to you. But, yeah, some of my friends and I have been talking about working out because I had mentioned I'm returning to gym workout this week. And so we've been having a good time talking. My friend Edward Cooper, and also my awesome friend Beach Body Coach Tiff. So definitely network with her. She's an awesome fitness coach and all that good stuff. And Edward has been sharing with me his workout regime and all that good stuff. So one of my friends on Facebook was just talking about exercise, and I think it's good. You know, so I'm just letting him know that it's very motivating to share with me his his workout routine and what drives him to work out and all that good stuff. So I'm, like, responding to him right now because I love it. I love it when people go on and talk about advice of substance and all that good stuff. So, wow. So I'm maybe they will come on the show and talk. It's good for you all to call or chat with me so we can share. And that's what networking is all about, and being a good support system for one another, sharing our advice and our trial and errors of our experiences, and also sharing with others maybe what we lack of knowing, our lack of knowledge, what we would like to know more of. Because none of us are Mr. and Ms. Know-it-all, right? It's important for us to, you know, some people don't like to say, well, I don't know about this. I want to learn more from reliable sources. And honestly, it's just very important. Why continue going on doing things the wrong way? There's even some exercises that some of us do incorrectly. And if only we knew the proper ways of doing those exercises, we would see the results that we desire, right? You know, so just, you know, things that seem so simple like that but are of importance. It's important to know. I was using that as an example. you know, because I'm amazed sometimes when I see, okay, no, you should do this exercise this way, not that way, or maybe you should do this type of exercise than that type of exercise to really get the results that you want. I'm just using as an example for all topics, too, not just in health and fitness. I mean, even in cleaning, sometimes people, you know, we love talking about cleaning and organizing and all that good stuff. So there's a more effective way to do this than do that, you know, just different things. But, you know, today's Motivating Monday. Michelle and Timo Brown will be a guest in the next couple weeks. Again, last Monday he did not call in because an emergency did happen. His father was hospitalized, and I believe his father's still in the hospital, unless he was released yesterday. But he will be fine. That's what Mr. Latino Brown had released. So much love to he and his wife and his family. But also on Wednesday, our friend, one of my Facebook BFFs, would be a guest. You know, last time we talked about 3 weeks ago, she said that she would return before Valentine's Day. So we will be talking, of course, matters of the heart like we always do, but very uplifting, very positive, talking about romance and Valentine's Day, which is coming next week. So, you know, so she will be here on Wednesday, you know, here on call, talking about all the fun and naughty, nice things regarding slumber parties by BelindaBostic.com. I know many of you love her products and probably have ordered, or even those of you in the Houston area probably have had your slumber parties and so on. I can't wait to become a part of her team and first of all, be a guest at one of her slumber parties because they seem so amazing. And one thing I love about Belinda, she is so informative, and she you to my product knowledge. I mean, she knows her product, does she not? And it's so cool. It's so cool how supportive her husband is also in her home-based business. I mean, this is amazing. You know, so I love how she shared with us the career opportunities and her own experience of working in the insurance industry for so long and now, you know, have a successful home-based business. And, you know, it's all about being a successful entrepreneur also, be successful at work, in your promotions and getting those raises, but then also it's good to be a successful entrepreneur. If you don't, you know, if you have your at-home office or your own office, it is just amazing to be able to do things. And she's always talking about how she loves how she's able to live a debt-free life by being an intimacy advisor with slumberparties.com. So on Wednesday, she will be here. We'll be talking about romance and Valentine's ideas and tips, and of course you'll be talking about her hot products from Slumber Party. So again, visit her site at slumberpartybybelindabostic.com, okay? And you know, we always have fun brunchy conversations, and you know, all shows, my shows are geared to mature audience because of the lyrical content of some of the artists' songs that I play. But really, it's for everybody. But because of the lyrical content, you know, some people might be offended because I do play songs that are not just radio edited. And but on Wednesdays, Matters of the Heart is because it's about dating, love, romance, divorce, marriage, and you know, sexual and dating topics is geared for those of mature ages 18 and over. You know, those of you know, maturity. So I just like to remind people that so some one day you click on Wednesdays and you we're talking about certain topics, you know, it's because that's where it goes. And remember, I'm 44, hopefully be celebrating being a divorcee in real soon, no kids. Hey, and then my friends with kids and single and not single, we all, you know, all are human beings and dating and sex or being virgins and are talking about first time and all that good stuff. Those are important topics, you know, so that's what we talk about on Wednesdays, Matters of the Heart, which is a very popular topic, right? Those that are in love want to stay in love and keep it, and some are looking for new loves and Some want to trade in. I know some of you want to trade in. But, you know, it's just, and some of us are just happily single, happily, you know, whatever. So we talk about the important topics when it comes to matters of the heart, you know, the heartbreak, heartache, the pitter-patter, Cupid's arrow. Then we're going to be talking about Wednesday, Cupid's arrow and romance and all that good stuff, ideas for singles and couples alike. But I just wanted to remind you of that. So are you sticking to your New Year's goals and resolutions? I'm doing my best to do that. Shout out to Big D. Looking forward to returning back to Big D for school. Shout out to Olga School. Shout out to my apartment locator, Clint, and my friends and loved ones who are assisting and praying and all that good stuff for me. But and today is your birthday. Happy birthday to you. And also on Wednesday is my friend, multi-talented rap artist, Trap Dustin, whom I refer. There's Trap, and then there's Dustin. So Dustin's birthday is on Wednesday. And been a native of Louisiana, New Orleans area. He's loving how he loves that his birthday is during Mardi Gras time also. So, you know, so happy birthday to him also, which will be coming up on Wednesday. Those of you that are celebrating the day in this week, because I have a lot of friends whose birthdays are coming up this week. Happy birthday to you all next week also. There's a lot to talk about, but then don't want to talk too much. I want to get brain drained also. And also, my internet is still online on my computer, so I'm broadcasting from both of my Androids. But I'm trying my best not to have any dry air. That is such a pet peeve of mine. You know, you want to lose somebody's attention, get dry air, just become silent. You ever get on the phone with someone, and then it gets quiet online? You're, like, ready to just escape and get off the phone, right? Oh, Cyrus Webb, who also hosts this, Conversations here on blogtalkradio.com, and invited me on his show to talk about Mark a couple weeks ago. He has an interesting status going on this morning on Facebook. It says that this is it, your opportunity to do something great with your life. All you have to do is believe it and walk in it. You were made for this moment. Your time is now. So don't let it pass you by. Most definitely, our time is now. And Men's Health shares, need some Monday motivation. Do not count the days. Make the days count. That is a quote from Muhammad Ali. And sending much love to Muhammad Ali. Also, I had seen a status from Russell Simmons that I don't know if Muhammad Ali is doing well or not. So praying for him to feel better. Brian White, one of my favorite actors and a longtime Facebook friend of mine, one of my first Facebook friends, to be honest, he says that it's easy to get lost if you have no idea where you are going. What's your number one goal for this week? Food for thought. Now, that is interesting. Brian White, you know Brian J. White, the awesome actor, he says it's easy to get lost if you have no idea where you're going. What's your number one goal for this week? This week, what is your number one goal for this week? So that, in other words, he's saying, you know, get your priorities together. And then Beachbody Coach Tish, who she needs to come on the show one of these Mondays, who I have been talking with this morning, her status says that if you are going through a rough time in life, you have two choices, to become stronger from it or give into it and live miserably. The choice is yours. Choosing to overcome doesn't mean you won't fail, but it means you will keep trying even when you fail. Get back up. Don't give up so easy. It is worth the fight. Now, that is some more. I mean, this is, you talking about Motivating Monday. These are really motivating thoughts that I'm sharing from my Facebook friends. And I'm telling Beachbody Tish that I just shared her words with you all. I just shared the words of your status with listeners of my internet show. Would love for you to be a guest soon. Because we've been Facebook friends for a long time also, but she's amazing. Amazing, amazing, amazing. So just letting her know that I just shared that with one. Okay, Arthur Poet Cachet Brown says that don't expect everyone to understand the complications and progression of your journey, especially if they have never had to walk in your shoes or your path. Think and Grow Rich says, never mistake knowledge for wisdom. One helps you make a living, the other helps you make a life. And that is a quote from Sandra Carey. Also, Beachbody Coach Tish says, what do you like to do to relax? She says that she loves to relax at the pool. This is me time. I like to just close my eyes, listen to music, have some time with God, or read a magazine. That time is so good for me. I always feel refreshed and ready to conquer anything. What do you do to refresh? And those are good points. What do you do? What works for you? And that's what my Facebook friend Edward Cooper were talking about in regards to working out, that he does what works out, what works best for him. My friend Max, he's sharing Prince Time controversy video. And the Bible presented by the United Bible Society shares Micah 6:8. The Lord has told us what is good. What it requires of us is this, to do what is just, to show constant love, and to live in humble fellowship with our God. Also, a big shout out to Prince, whom in this past week, over the weekend, has shot like 3 videos. I hear via Dr. Funkenberry that Prince also celebrated after the video shoot by presenting an awesome concert for the extras who were paid. So big shout out to Paisley Park Studios. What's up, Twin Cities in Chanhansen, Minnesota. Sandy Kralowski, who is a motivator most definitely, shares, don't let work become the daily grind. Find the good, focus on the journey, love what you have now as you create what you want. She says, don't let work become the daily grind. Find the good, focus on the journey, love what you have now as you create what you want. And she's always sharing awesome advice. And the other day she said, manage your environment. And that really struck a chord with me. Because it is important to manage your environment, have a comfortable environment. It's personal and professionally. And it's real important since a lot of people are doing their pre-spring cleaning and all that good stuff. Think about managing one's environment, personal and professionally, your personal space and also your workspace. How are you managing your environment? So I like how she shared that. So it's just amazing. So my Facebook friends are really sharing a lot of inspiration and motivation this morning, which is good, really good. So, just checking it out. Okay. Enjoyed watching World News Now this morning. Because there's a new anchor co-hosting with Rob Nelson. Her name is Diana Perez. She's worked with him before, like last year. She has like a 4-month-old baby, and it was a good broadcast this morning. You know, so I just wanted to shout out like one of my favorite broadcasts. Wow. Another thing that Brian shared is a poster that said, "Today I would do what others won't, but tomorrow I can do what others can't." That's very interesting. And, I love the Facebook page, Black Women Do Workout. And they're saying that sugar is not your friend. There's nothing sweet or lovable about it. More importantly, sugar doesn't even like you. It is addictive, has virtually no nutritive qualities, can make you sick with diabetes, make you suffer from tooth decay, deplete your immune system, and contribute to obesity. But it seems like every time you turn around, there it is and something you want. There are only a few other things that can addict us in such a way and still allow us to function for years. I'm showing baby steps, no sugar challenge. I was just trying to check out for years and in before showing any real ill health effects. In order to put distance between yourself and blasted creator, if sweet tooth urges, you must take baby steps and wean yourself from it. And I did wean myself from using a lot of sugar last spring, and it really worked. You can visit Black Women Do Workout at bwdwo.com for more advice on how one can wean oneself from sugar. And I did wean myself from sugar and from using soda. And I really feel the difference from weaning myself from. I still do eat sugar, but I wean myself. I use this minimum amount. And then I thought I didn't use a lot of salt and sodium, but my doctor and one of the RNs at her office, you all know, she told me I need to lay off the salt also, that I was okay when it came to the sugar deal, but I need to lay off the salt. I had no idea. I thought I didn't eat, but it was because of the certain foods that I eat and some of the foods that I cook that include salt. So that right there was interesting. Also, Jennifer Bagley, successful, one of my longtime friends, one of my first friends also based in Dallas, she's sharing, and her status is always awesome. She says that you are free to choose to do anything you want. You're free to choose to say anything you want. You are even free to choose not to do anything you want. However, you are not free from the consequences of all your actions, good or bad. Every move you make is still in your future. You are creating your destiny with every decision you make. Action you take or action you fake. Where you are right now at this very moment is based on a series of decisions you made in the past. Don't love where you are, change what you are doing and who you are doing it with. 1% of the people who read this post will comment, like, or share it. The rest will read it, think about it, make a mental note, and do nothing more than they have done yesterday. This is 1% is who I am interested in connecting with. They show up, suit up, and participate in life, business, and love. That was amazing to share. I like that. I know you all like it too, but that's Jennifer Bagley, and she is an amazing person to network with. I mean, you're talking about self-made. She is definitely self-made. That's amazing. So, listen. And that is a comment that she made in her group, DNet event. So, wow. But again, I thank you for tuning in. I'm not on my switchboard. I'm getting ready to head that way. I'm talking into one Android and maneuvering my MyTouch. And remember to visit mymarkstore.com. Bethany Williams also. Valentine's Day is not far. It's not too late to place an order to get a Valentine happy for Valentine's Day. Also, we have our Martin weekly Monday call later on today, which should be awesome also. Still, again, sending condolences out to Chris Kyle's family, the American sniper, regarding his recent horrific death of he and his friend, neighbor. Also, wow, it's just something. Let's see, I'm just checking out a few. Bill Clinton to speak at Ed Koch's funeral today in New York. Looking at a few headlines. Obama to appeal to public law enforcement for support on new gun. Let's see. The Boston Herald has like the best and worst of the Super Bowl 47. And then also ABC News is talking about the blackout, how New Orleans braced for the fallout from the blackout. Then I also questioned if the Clippers are trading for Garnett. And let's see. And Beyonce announces the Mrs. Carter show. That should be good. Lil Wayne has said that he does not watch American Idol. And because I seen a story the other day. I can't recall what I was watching, but they were, you know, because Nicki Minaj is his protege and signed his label. And I heard someone saying, I wonder if Lil Wayne watches American Idol. So I'm seeing reported from USA Today that Lil Wayne does not watch American Idol. And, but, you know, with his busy schedule, you know, I guess. It's 41 degrees in Jacktown today. It's cloudy also. We're supposed to have a high of 43 today and so on. And it's showing a little rain for tomorrow also, but I'm so glad. Oh, yay! Temperatures this week are supposed to be in the late 60s and early 70s. Now, that's my kind of weather. You know, I like snow in its due time, but, hey, it's time for spring. The groundhogs are predicting that we will be seeing an early spring, and I am super, super excited. Cannot wait. I don't mean to be going on and on and on, but I'm getting ready to try to head to my switchboard in case a couple of my friends, listeners, have called in. Lance, a.k.a. Dean, or some of you others that just want to talk about, hey, my team won or my team didn't win, and so on. And then I will close the show out, and hopefully I'll have my internet back on real soon so I can broadcast properly. But don't forget, I'll be able to broadcast properly when Belinda's on Wednesday, and you can call in and all that good stuff. So I'm headed to my switchboard, praying for the little boy who's been held hostage also in Alabama, praying that they can end this in a decent manner. You know what I'm saying? So sad that bus driver was horrifically murdered. Boy, I had seen an interview where the kids were like, the gunman had got on the bus and threatened to kill everybody. And then when the bus driver tried to protect the kids, the gunman shot the bus driver and took Ethan, took the young little boy. And they said that they thought he was going to come back and kill them. And they got off of that bus. I guess they ran out the back emergency exit. And I'm like, man, that is something for little elementary age kids to experience. That's something for grown-ups to experience. I'm like, man, this is just amazing. We just have to continue praying for world peace, y'all, most definitely. Sad about the mother, too, that were was torn Turkey. And you all know I have a lot of online friends in Turkey, and I have friends here that are from Turkey that, you know, that I know from Jackson, that reside in Jackson. That's so sad what happened to that New York City mother. It was time for her to head back to the States, too. So no one's online. So let me see if anybody's in the chat room. Some of my listeners worldwide are always having a blast in the chat room. Shout out to my UK listeners and European listeners and listeners all over the world, in the Caribbean and Dubai and Hawaii. A lot of the hosts from blogtalkradio.com also are in Hawaii. You know, we're all over the place. We're all over the world. That's Ebony Empress, who you all can check out on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Real Talk on Tuesdays, which airs at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 p.m. Central Standard Time on Thursdays, Marriage Endgame. So, wow. So we can always have fun right here at blogtalkradio.com. You can always chat with us and all that good stuff. And on my MyTouch, the songs that I have access to happens to be L. DeBarge Jr. Song. So here is Breakfast in Bed, because some of you are getting out of bed or getting in bed. So here's Breakfast in Bed.
Sugar, you sweet a cold gay smile. Trending on Twitter, pound sign, she wild. Us together, we the talk of the town. Pick you right, let's take you out. Kill with the crib, don't take you down. Start with a movie and chill on the couch. Keep on flirting, I'ma step to the mail. Let you know what I'm all about. How is it, baby, that you so damn fly? Pick this bitch, let's take our time. You wanna be free, I'm first in line. Now move to the room with the candle light. Rub your butt, then move to the thighs. Rolling in the sheets. Get me so good, you scratch me right. I'ma need good here just to make this right. Make love to the sunrise. Hot sex on a cold morning. I ain't like my name Prize. Got me in the work zone, you double fine. Fucking with the lights on, ass double wide. In between the sheets, undercover bride. Looking like a model, sex like a porn star. I'm gonna go hard, baby, I'm a born star. Domestic swag, in a foreign car. Doors open like I came with a crowbar. Never slow down, I slow motion. Sipping on lean like a slow potion. Coasting, west by the ocean. Best by devotion, tested by most men. Adored by the women, and I can't lie. I just wanna run up in them. Breakfast in bed, but baby, I need some hair. I know you heard what I said. You know you did what you give. Girl, you can moan, but I can make you look gone. I tell you there's nothing wrong with you, just swallow me all.
Check him out on Reverb Nation Love. Friend him on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter. What's up to you and his management, Jay Michaels, and what's up to his dad, also, L. DeBarge. Okay, so, and also, shout out to all those R&B crooners. Keith Sweat, my friend L. D. Shore. Man, oh, man. I mean, it's Valentine's. Valentine's is not far. And it's a must to have these guys in your library in celebration of love, period, and especially Valentine's Day. I'm just saying. Last week I had mentioned that, like, on Thursday, I think we were going to talk about, like, shrimp parties and different types of parties that are out there nowadays. There are divorce parties, and then with different businesses, they're like with Belinda, there are the slumber parties. I'm a Mark girl. Mark, we have beauty bashes, Mark parties. But then there's always a party out there for every and anything. And rent parties have been going down for ages. And so, I like to profile different people and topics, places, and things. And I was like, rent parties. I'm thinking, wait, I think I might need to have a rent party or a moving party. You know, with my relocation going, getting back to Dallas, I could be going back and forth from Jackson to Dallas. And but rent parties, sometimes called house parties, are, this is from Wikipedia, is a social occasion where tenants hire a musician or band to play and pass the hat to raise money to pay their rent. Originating in Harlem during the 1920s, and some of my listeners from New York and Harlem, please share, because, a house party, us down here just having a house party, but a rent party, sometimes called a house party. And the rent party played a major role in the development of jazz and blues music. The Oxford English Dictionary states that the term skiffle means rent party, indicating the informality of the occasion. Thus, the word became associated with informal music. However, many notable jazz musicians are associated with rent parties. including pianist Speckled Red, James Pete Johnson, Will the Lion Smith, and Fat Swallow. Although rent parties also feature bands as well, the OED also gives boogie as a term for rent parties. Rent parties are often the location of so-called cutting contests, which involves jazz pianists taking turns at the piano, attempting to outdo each other. The band Steely Dan's 2009 tour of the United States was named the Rent Party 09 Tour. And I know recently one of my favorite R&B vocalists, Melanie Fiona, remember a few years back she had a video, and the video was around the topic of a rent party. Remember that? And so I just thought that was something interesting to talk about, rent parties. And last week I shared like articles and videos and even like footage from like Good Times when they had a rent party. And so and from what I'm looking at, rent parties are still popular. And there are even a lot of companies who gear their businesses toward rent parties. I'm looking at Harlem rent parties. I'm looking at jazzabout.com, and it states rent party definition: Harlem, New York, in the 1920s. So an influx, and this goes hand in hand because recently I was talking about I'm going to add more. I love classical and jazz music, but you know what's missing from my playlist? I have not been playing a lot of like jazz music. I haven't added a lot of jazz music to my playlist. I need to bring more jazz musicians on to talk about their craft. You know, a lot of my friends are jazz musicians, friends that I have grown up with and whom you all are really know their work because they travel the world being successful jazz musicians. But Harlem, New York in the 19, and I know this because I almost became like a I decided to study like behind the scenes of the music industry, but I came close to becoming a musician also in my preteens, which I do play a little guitar, and you all know I'm a DJ and all the producer and all that good stuff, but hardcore musician I'm not. I need to take lessons to play my vintage lead guitar and new. I need to get a new acoustic guitar and all that good stuff. But when it comes to producing and DJing and all that good stuff, but I have friends who are classical and jazz trained, and I love classical and jazz music. So it's good. And one thing I like about jazz music, and also when I worked with WMPR 90.1 Community Radio, during the daytime, I DJed. My show was geared toward R&B love songs and jazz music. I intertwine like slow jams and jazz music. And one thing that I love about jazz music is that it's impossible to really enjoy jazz by knowing the history behind that's connected to jazz and the history of all the musicians from those of the past and those that now in modern day. Just like classical music, it's all like it's good to know the history of composers. And just like in art, it's good to know the history behind some of your favorite artists, right? It just brings so much flavor to all you. 90 more seconds to the live streaming. Rent party. Harlem, New York in the 1920s saw an influx of Africans, African Americans, and West Indians who had moved to the city from the Deep South in search of a new way of life. Scrapping together enough money to live in Harlem, where multiple families were often packed into a single apartment, often meant coming up with creative ways of generating income. This is how the rent party was born. Hosts would charge friends a small fee to come over and party. The party was the music, usually a small blues or jazz band. Rent parties were a means of survival in Harlem and also had the effect of elevating the importance of jazz to the New York culture. And just a shout out to my friends and listeners in New York. A lot of Mississippians are in New York also. And shout out to Carlton Brown, successful businessman up there, who also has projects down here in his home city of Jackson. And also many other friends of mine who are in New York City. Looking forward to one day visiting one of my favorite places that I've never been to. But we'll talk more about rent parties. But that was going to, that I just wanted to go ahead. I like to do my best in keeping my word when we say we're going to talk about certain topics and all that good stuff. And then with my internet being like, okay, let's go ahead and at least do a profile on that topic. And I have shared that also. You know, and when we live in different regions of our certain countries, it's good to talk about the history of certain areas that we're from, our popular eras. Also, because I'm looking at rent parties, honky-tonk style. There are different topics about rent parties, cotton club, party places. And like I said, there's a lot of businesses out there geared toward, there's a lot of businesses out there I see with rent parties in their name. So that's good, really good. But again, you know, what are you doing? What are you doing to stick to your, to being motivated? Self-motivating and motivating others, and also to live in a healthier life, regardless of where you are in your health and fitness, and also your mindset. Where's your mindset? You know, that's what Motivating Monday is all about. You know, hey, I'm going through this, or I feel blah, blah. But you know, it's genuine feeling, self-motivating yourself. You know, and putting a God first, or, you know, and if you're atheist, just having that good feeling, you know, a true, sense, authentic, good feeling within inside of you. You know, that's what's important. So thank you for your support. Thank you for listening. And next time we're on air on Wednesday, Belinda Bostic will be joining us, and we're just going to have a blast of a super good time, right, on Wednesday, February 6th. So yay. Okay. But also, I haven't broadcast on my Springer channel in ages, so look forward to a Springer.com broadcast from me this week, okay? God bless, and thank you for your support, and thank you for your love. You can always contact me. My info is right here on the profile here, blogtalkradio.com. Cell number and everything. That cell number is for public. You know, a cell number, positive. Leave a message if you call me. Let me know what it's all about so I can call you back. And also, shout out to Davidson Inventions also. Just a big shout out to those guys also. And but thank you to listeners locally in the capital city of Jackson, those of you in this region in the United States, outside the United States. Thank you for your love and support. Thank you for effectively networking with me. Also, we need to schedule time for to bring my friend Neil Thacker back. Remember Neil back in Chicago, successful business, real estate investor. Got to get him back. Remember, we got to see what's going on because he has a lot of things in the works, remember? And you're talking about somebody who's very motivating and very encouraging, always sharing with others to keep pushing regardless. Because, you know, I don't know about you guys, but I get tired. I'm like, oh, my God. You know, sometimes people say I give out before I give up. Sometimes I feel like I'm about to give out, literally. So how do we replenish that energy to keep going? You know, and some of the statuses that I shared from Facebook friends really answer that question also. You know, you take time out for yourself also, not in a selfish manner, but to spend time with God, to spend time doing maybe something that refreshes you. You know, in other words, like replenishing but refreshes you. I guess that's how we can kind of ward off that, oh, I'm about to give out feeling, you know. So it's all, you know, we just have to keep pushing, like Neil says. But, again, thank you for tuning in to Motivating Monday, Cut the Strike Entertainment Reports. And it's been a blast. And, again, I'll be broadcasting for Springer this week, maybe today, because I have not broadcasted from my Springer in a long time. And I'll schedule a free cast soon also. But again, thank you for your love and your support and your feedback. And if you haven't checked out blogtalkradio.com's new look, check it out. It's awesome. Okay? God bless you. Again, I thank you. You've been listening to Motivating Monday, Culture Shock Entertainment Report. And until next time, be good and spread love and happiness. Okay? And don't let nobody, don't be nobody's rug to be walked all over. Don't let nobody walk all over you. okay? I do my best to take my own advice also, you know. We have to keep our backbones also, but be good, loving people at the same time, right? Right. Okay. Well, thank you, and again, congratulations to the Baltimore Ravens, and congratulations to the 49ers, and much love to the NFL, and what's up, NBA? You know, yeah, so I know a lot of people are like, okay, NBA and all other favorite sports also. But, again, thank you. I know, like, I don't want to stop. But this is like 45-minute show this morning. But, again, thank you. I should have my internet back running and popping real soon on my computer. But thanks. And God bless. You've been listening to the Motivating Monday Culture Shock Entertainment Report.